The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I know that GLP-1s, Ozempic, Wegovy, whatever, are kind of a hot button in this room.
Mm-hmm. Don't look at me like that.
Because you're like so opposed to it.
I just think that I work really, really, really hard most days. And then I'm like,
you can't peer down at your Grubhub food.
Right.
And like,
I did just order lunch in a pinch. But it's like, I work my butt off. I go to the gym every day. I like always bring in like home cooked lunches, right? And then what? I could just shoot myself up. And
can I ask you, and I don't mean this in a rude way at all.
Yeah.
Are you where you want to be?
No.
So you're working really hard and you're not seeing results? Don't you want help?
Right.
And we're way off what I was going to talk about, but it's good.
I don't know.
I understand though, because it's like that's the final straw. Like,
and also, what if it kills me?
It's not going to kill you.
I don't know the long lasting effects.
I know, but
I think it's
been on the market and it hasn't killed a lot of diabetics.
But that's also for a different reason.
But I'm just saying the diabetics.
We're still here.
Damn it.
Yes. So anyway, yes, I am spicy about it.
I don't think you should be opposed to it.
Are you telling me that I need it?
No. See, this is exactly why you can't have these kind of conversations.
Can you imagine?
Like if AHAC sat down one day and she's like, damn it, I just really want to lose 15 pounds, and you'd be like, Slacker knows all about the GLP-1s, and it's like, she'd be like, what did you just say?
Mm.
Like, you cannot help.
It's unwinnable.
It's unwinnable.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, you should do it. You'd go, no, I want you to tell me I don't need to lose weight. Yeah. Or if you go, honey, you're fine. I love you just where.
Then you're
not
even looking.
I want you to support me.
That's right. Why you do what I did and ask, are you where you want to be?
Yeah, that was a real good question.
Because that's what it is. I don't care about being skinny, but I want to be strong. Ozempic's not going to make me strong. I have to go lift weights to do that. Exactly. Yeah.
But if I ask my wife, are you where you want to be? She'll go, no, I want a different husband, a different wife.
Sorry, Ozempic can't fix that.
Yeah, we got to come up with a different question for her. But what about, what about your dog? Picture
Swanson.
Oh, my
dog's perfect, so I don't know what you're talking
about. Your dog is perfect right now. But the other day, I almost sent you this picture, but then I would have been a real creep. So here.
What?
Just end it. Don't explain it. Don't explain it. I need that audio.
I was like, does this look big to you? Does this look swollen? Yeah, I was out on one of my rucks.
Yeah.
And there was a woman. If it had been a man, I would have done it. There was a woman walking her little sausage dog.
Yeah.
And this sausage dog could not possibly have hair on its belly because it was just dragging.
Oh, buddy.
Just a fat sausage. I was going to send you a picture of a fat sausage.
Isolate that.
And then he saw the dog. Good morning, everybody.
So, but like,
they do have a tendency they can get round in their later years.
Wouldn't you want?
I would do anything for this dog.
Would you shoot him with the thing that you're not willing to do?
Well, the problem is I'm not sure I would shoot him with anything because he doesn't like it when we force anything.
But
this
is a shot.
Oh no, he would freaking lose
it. You know how easy it is to shoot a dog?
I just almost swore because you don't understand.
It is. Shooting a dog is probably one of the easiest things.
Can you stop it?
No, you just grab that. You grab him by the weird little thing in the neck. I've had to shoot.
And the minute you grab him, he goes, what are you doing? What are you doing? And he knows.
Okay, not anyway. if you're the alpha in the house, you can do it. So your fiance will have to do it. Hasn't your wife shot your dog, Stiak?
With meds.
Meds. I don't think we've had to shoot him, but I would put my dog on Ozempic.
Because you do have, all due respect, wait, let's ask Beamer, are you where you want to be?
It's different. It's a dog.
He's a fat dog.
He is.
And you guys have tried everything. We have watched you try for years.
Yeah, our two dogs, they're brothers, are from the same litter. We've had them 14 or 13, whatever, how many, a while.
Okay. And
they do everything together. They eat the same amount every day.
You sure one's not sneaking?
There was a period, I mean, I'm talking less than 20 times. Like, that's not enough to add. He's like double the size.
Oh, yeah. Heavier than the other dog,
and now we're like very strict about it and keep an eye on it. And he still hasn't lost weight. We've tried a bunch of different stuff. We've tried other like doggy medication kind of things. In fact, one time we took Beamer to get his blood drawn to figure out what's going on.
Okay.
And the vet called my wife and she had to bring him back because there was too much fat in his blood.
Oh my gosh.
We can't get an accurate reading.
What are you saying? Like legitimate?
Yeah.
Beamer. And they've gone.
And
he's
the vet
fine?
Was on speakerphone, and Beamer heard it, and he's all embarrassed.
Oh my God. That is disgusting.
And it's true, and it's like, I don't know. Something is, he has an issue, is my theory. It's like, something is wrong with this.
Because they're coming out with Ozempic for dogs. It's probably 3 years away, and I'm guessing your pups are
gonna be
on the rainbow bridge by then.
Yeah. I don't like when anyone talks about any dog passing on. You take it back.
Oh my gosh!
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit Belco.org today.
Insured by NCUA.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.